On 90.3 KZU, I'm David Wittrock. A playground under construction in Salinas is a first for the Monterey Bay area. It's a place where all children, even those with special needs, can play side by side. KZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
Amanda Baker makes her way through a sea of volunteers. Teens with shovels digging post holes. Experienced construction workers piecing together wood. And moms gently laying mosaic tile on a wall. They're all here to build the vision Baker and her husband Sean had about a year ago. A fully inclusive playground where their two-year-old daughter Tatum could play with her brother and sister. Tatum was born with spina bifida and uses a wheelchair.
You know, you have a plan and a vision and an idea, and when you start seeing it come together, it just was this amazing, overwhelming sense of pride in our community.
Over the past few months, the community has rallied around this project. The city of Salinas offered up this parking lot at Sherwood Park for the location, and community members and businesses have raised more than $700,000 of the $1 million needed to complete the project. Less than a week into construction, the vegetable-themed playground called Tatum's Garden is quickly taking shape. It includes things like carrot monkey bars, lettuce bridges, and celery slides.
Good. And you can see the broccoli treehouse is really growing. That's three stories high. It's really cool.
Unlike a traditional playground that might have stairs or a ladder to get to the top of a treehouse, here, workers are building ramps all the way up. In fact, every structure in the park will be accessible by ramp, and the entire playground will be covered in a wheelchair-friendly rubber surface. That's a game changer for kids like Tatum. Her grandmother, Julie Given, takes a break from routing the edges on a piece of wood to explain.
We've taken her to parks, there's no doubt, and it takes, you know, team effort to take her to a park where there's sand and wood chips because she can't walk and she's in a wheelchair, so someone has to carry her.
Being fully inclusive means accommodating kids with all kinds of disabilities, from those who can't hear and see to those with autism. MJ Viglizo is with Salinas Circle for Children. The nonprofit raises money for children with disabilities and provided the seed money for Tatum's Garden. She says a real important part of this project is creating a space where children of all abilities can play side by side.
It's going to be a lesson of acceptance, you know, of accepting who that child with disabilities is and realizing that their minds work the same and that they have some of the same desires and wishes.
All-inclusive playgrounds can be all about removing labels. Mark Leathers owns Leathers & Associates, the East Coast-based firm that designed Tatum's Garden and others like it across the country.
You know, that's great to be all-inclusive, we should, but in a funny way, I don't really want the label on it at all. I want everybody to show up, go play, and nobody even really talks about it. It just works. So if you leave the kids alone and let them go do their thing, you'll see it out there without having to say, hey, that's an all-inclusive playground.
Over near the toddler section of the park, Amanda Baker kneels on a piece of cardboard and starts placing tiles on one of the playground's mosaic murals. She says she's looking forward to that time when she can just watch her three kids and others play side by side.
You know, I long for the day where I can just sit on a bench and kind of soak it all in and hear laughter and watch kids play and realize that, you know, you feel like you did something good.
Community construction on Tatum's Garden continues through Sunday. The park should be open to the public next month. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.